Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. It seems we can't turn a page in a magazine or watch a TV show without seeing a new drug or medicine. But as Kenneth Miller, an assistant professor of chemistry at Fort Lewis College, explains, the synthetic versions of natural drugs are critical to human survival.
Many people have heard of aspirin, penicillin, and quinine. What you might not know is that these common drugs and many others called natural products are produced in nature by plants, animals, fungi, or bacteria. Aspirin was first found in the bark of the willow tree and has been used to reduce fever and inflammation for centuries. Penicillin is produced by a blue mold often found growing on bread. Quinine is a cure for malaria found in the bark of the cinchona tree. According to legend, the bitter taste of the anti-malarial quinine tonic water led British colonials in India to mix it with gin, creating the first gin and tonic. In fact, natural products and derivatives of natural products represent more than two-thirds of the drugs approved in the last 15 years. And for this reason, natural product chemists still lead the way in the development of new life-saving drugs. Preparation of natural products in the laboratory has been the foundation of organic chemistry research for at least the last century. Natural products are often structurally complex, and as a result, the synthesis of these challenging molecules in the laboratory tests the boundaries of what is chemically possible. The synthesis of complex natural products began in the early 1900s, and these synthetic accomplishments have often resulted in the development of new chemical reactions and new ways of thinking about fundamental concepts such as reactivity and bonding. At least 13 Nobel Prizes in chemistry have resulted from natural products research. Modern natural products research in my lab and elsewhere is directed at preparing useful quantities of natural product drugs that are frequently found in extremely small quantities, and then altering these structures in the lab to optimize their beneficial effects. So next time you have a few too many gin and tonics and end up taking a couple of aspirin, thank a natural products chemist.
From Fort Lewis College, that was Kenneth Miller. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.